Hey, everybody, and welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And I'm Joe, has nothing in his pants.
Welcome to the show. How's it going, everybody?
Doing well, doing okay.
I'm doing all right. I was more surprised that Joe has a bag full of seashells. Like, what
he's
was that?
He's a sensitive guy, okay?
He's Joe Amazing, and he's trying to save those shells for the world.
We are. Yeah, well, I can't sing that anymore.
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, Lionel Richie co-wrote it, so, I mean, you can't. He's not a horrible person.
Well, that we know of yet. I don't know. I feel like garbage.
Everyone out there is horrible.
Yeah,
everybody's
horrible.
Garbage.
If you live by that philosophy,
you're going to be great.
You can't be hurt. I never saw that coming.
Anyways, we're not here to talk about anything other than Survivor and
yes.
The happy ending that Reem and Keith and Chris got. That was very moving. I was touched by it.
So you're saying, what are you saying? That Rick got sent there today, or?
No. I was touched by the whole Edge of Extinction Island thingy.
Oh, I mean, where they Chris was whining and crying, and they said, "Too bad."
Pretty no, like when he caught the fish, and they all got
bonded a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they still have no. They still don't care about him. He voted him off. That's Survivor 101. You don't complain to the people you voted off.
I do.
That's true, but I mean, are they gonna? You hate bitter jurors, both of you. So, are you gonna excuse their behavior?
I don't hate bitter jurors.
Well, they probably won't be on the jury. Remember, because it was.
You know what I mean? The whole bitter jury state of mind. Whether
no, you should always vote. My opinion, you should always vote for the person that deserved to win.
Yes, yes, yes.
Not the person you hate.
Well, okay. I'm not as
gone far off from
well, no, hold
my
on.
Point
I'm,
was.
I'm not going to be as black and white as Jack and say like.
No, I'm saying that's how I would vote.
But I wouldn't, because I do think you look at the Russells of the world that just, you know, and went out of their way to antagonize the tribe. Like you don't deserve a vote if you're going to be a complete jerk to everybody.
I still would have voted for him.
And that's where I defer with Jack. So don't let me in Jack's like whatever.
Whatever. MBS. My whole point was you guys both generally live by the
my problem.
It's a game,
no,
so don't be mad at people that
mad.
Vote you out.
You're just mad that I was upset that What's Her Name won Winner's Edit.
Oh my God. No, I'm talking about them on Edge of Extinction Island or whatever it's called.
No, I love the fact that Reem is still in this game in some way because I love her person. Like, she's perfect for
being the
first
you in the face.
Yeah, she is.
Because she
remember,
don't
Keith,
give no crap.
When Chris was complaining, Keith told Chris that he would never put his name on and he would take. Remember that? He said he was very loyal. And Chris still voted him out.
Yeah.
So I understand Keith. Way to go, Keith. That might have kept him in the game. He might have said, "I need out. I want out." But having Chris there and pissing him off, it just said he grew up a little bit.
Yes, he did. Yes, and it seems like, you know, it's. I'm still curious. I'm curious to see what's going to happen with Extinction Isle. We may get something next week. Who knows? But I'm fine with them still just kind of stewing there. I know. That's what I'm fine with them stewing there. It's not supposed to be an enjoyable. A side adventure.
They could die. I don't care.
No,
that's Survivor, man.
They can go raise that flag at any time. It's they're there under their own volition or whatever.
Well, what if they're like they're struggling to get there? They're so weak and they just get to the flag and they can't raise it. Flag didn't go up. Sorry.
I'm sure they have somebody there. That
nope,
seems
flag,
so.
Flag didn't go up.
anyway, another episode of Survivor. We had a tribe split, so that should be exciting to talk about.
yeah.
We had Wendy goes with the flow.
Oh my God, Wendy.
So it should all be fun to talk about in our recap. We also will maybe have some listener feedback. Colleen, I don't know if you did any pre-show checking, but we may have some of that.
I didn't, but I can.
And after that, we will close out with tallying of the votes. I don't know where we put
I think I did pretty well in this.
So we will see how this thing plays out. Before we get into that, though, I want to thank people that make this show possible, our patrons. If you'd like to become a patron, it's very easy. Whether you want to give $1 or more a month, it helps make all of these shows possible. And something that we've done recently since we launched the Jay and Jack show is doing bonus episodes for our patrons that contribute $5 or more a month. We've had our first Jay and Jack bonus episode. Colleen and our son Zach have been doing bonus Survivor episodes around the challenge.
I think those are the best so far.
And, thank you. Did you catch the little Easter egg?
I told Jack about it.
Oh, you told him about it? Ah.
Well, I didn't know if he heard it yet. I was like, did you hear it?
No, I heard it, and I said, how do you know about Bun Patty Bun?
Because it was the last thing I was listening to on my phone.
Yeah. I gave the story.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So he was like, Bun Patty Bun, that's so funny. So then we listened to that whole portion where you're going through the names, and he thought it was just hysterical. Although the one thing that he didn't really laugh at was when you kept saying your name was Jay. And I was like, isn't that so funny? He's saying his daddy's name. And he was like, haha, Ralph is funnier.
Ralph is a funny name, if you think about it.
I guess.
Nothing against Ralph, but it's a term for throwing up.
No, whatever. It's fine. My Ralph. Name's not funny. That's okay. Not to a 4.5-year-old, but I love the fact that Zach is trolling his grandpa. That's great.
That's nice.
Yep. Like, Papa's so silly. Papa's not Ralph.
And then Broadcast has done a bonus episode.
Broadcast has done their bonus episode.
And Ramblecast After Dark is doing like 3 a month.
3 a month, plus we do the...
Even though they're like the laziest bonus episodes ever. Like, there's not even like an intro to the show. It's just...
Well, that's what they voted on.
Who voted on that?
The group voted on it. I said, well, should we play a song? Are we going to do this? They go, no, we're just going to... That's just working. It's a bonus. They get what we
so
get.
If they also vote to like jump off the Brooklyn Bridge, would you let them?
Would I let them do it? Sure. What do I care? if they want to jump off the bridge, they can jump off a bridge. But that's what they decided. We're a team.
All right. Okay.
We're one big family.
All right. I think now that we've got that out of the way. Okay. Patreon.com/JayandJack. Patreon. .com/JayandJack. All right, Colleen, let's get this recap started.
Well, we're not full on recapping. We're just discussing.
That's right. We're doing a pre-challenge.
Like, I didn't take notes for a recap.
I know. Pre-challenge, challenge, and tribal. So, what do we got in the pre-challenge? That was exciting.
Well,
we talked a little bit about the.
We talked about Chris getting there onto EI. As I dubbed it in my notes. Extinction is a long word to type out.
I know, but I feel like that sounds more like some type of venereal disease or something.
It is not.
I caught EI on extinction.
Really? I went to the Nelly song. I don't know. Anyway, or O. McDonald. Regardless, Chris arrives and he's like, wah, 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 wah. And Reem and Keith are like, ha, 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 ha.
Wow, did you write that one out?
I didn't.
I don't remember anyone going, ha, 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 ha. Yeah.
So anyway, anything else from the Extinction Island that we want to cover? Before getting into the other tribes' madness.
Looks like she has a lot of bug bites.
She looks like she's got welts, yeah.
Yeah, she looks like she's been through the ringer.
Yeah, she's been there the longest. So.
Yeah, true.
She's been there 11 days. Not 11 days. 11 minus 3, whatever.
Well,
that
she
is.
Was there 9 days at the time that Chris arrived.
9 days.
And then the next, I guess, over the next couple of days. Do you want to just finish out Edge of Extinction? They had the thunderstorm and they all contemplated life and made up and Chris fished for them and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, and Keith almost gave up. He looked at that flag. It was the way he was describing it to me in my head, like went to one of those like Warner Brothers cartoons where, you know, they're on an island and he's looking at like the other person and imagines a big chicken or something like that.
Yes.
Or like, he pictures it as a hot dog or something.
Well, you had said, why are they going back to this now? And then when he was talking about quitting, I was like, oh man, is he going to quit? Is that why we're seeing?
Do you think Reem kept him in the game? Because she did, she was looking at him, and she walked over there.
She probably gave him some moral support. I mean, they seem to have a good relationship.
But I think she needs him to get out of the game.
Well,
I think that's how they get back in the game is everybody quits.
Maybe, but I don't know. But then she's alone with Chris, and at that point, I don't think he had gotten the fish. So
she doesn't know she'll need people that are with her.
Exactly. If they're going to vote somebody back in, then she's going to want him.
Yeah,
on
that's true. I get it.
So you never know.
Like she doesn't
but I like Jack's very dastardly approach to like get everybody to quit but you.
Everyone is the enemy.
You got to get back in the game, right?
But anyways, and so Chris got some fish and I guess earned some.
There's some big fish.
I know, right?
You know, my goldfish is bigger than that.
It was nice they gave him like freaking spears and stuff.
Yeah, I was like, so at least they have something to.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, that takes care of Edge of Extinction or Extinction Island until.
Have we seen anybody in the other tribes catch a fish?
Huh?
What?
Have we seen anybody else on the other tribes catch a fish?
No, we saw them. Oh, you mean in EI? Because we've seen them try to climb up a flight of stairs.
No. The regular game. I don't think we've seen anybody go out and bring fish in.
There might have been something just showing Joe doing it.
Okay.
I feel like there might have been part of like the little montage.
Yeah,
that they
I think
do.
Joe might have done it, but it's not that important.
Well, he'd be perfect because the fish wouldn't see him, you know, like last week where he wasn't seen.
Man, the jokes are on fire with you two today.
Woo!
Had to explain it, so that I'm sure there's some listeners that got it right away.
Yeah, we'll be here all night, everybody, all night.
Jay, Jack, and Colleen are bringing their A game tonight, guys.
Well, I had more faith in the listeners, I guess.
All right, what's up next?
All right, so the rest of pre-challenge.
Yep.
Would just be the biggest thing I think is Wendy and her flint getting found. Like they found the flint that she hid, and then her and the stupid chickens.
Yes.
Well, they knew that she had the flint.
Well, and then when it and then I think one of my favorite lines was when was David like, was like, "Do you want to win the game?" Like it was very honest.
Yeah.
It wasn't like being a jerk or anything, but I think he was just very confused and like, what are you doing?
You want to win, don't you?
Are you here to win? We know you go with the flow.
Yeah.
So she's a fascinating player that somehow has managed.
It's a shame because she has tons of energy and we'll talk about when they get there.
She's likable.
She's likable. I mean, it's like if I thought she had a chance to win, I'd be rooting for her, but she has no chance to win. There's no way.
I kind of root for her just because she's a fun character on my screen every week.
Mm-hmm.
And I know she's not going to win, so I don't dread her getting voted off. Like, it's not, fishbowl level. Yeah, oh, my God, I'm going to have a heart attack every week that Wendy's going to go home.
We talked about last week. I think she goes to Final Three
Probably does at this point.
And also, in the pre-challenge, we do have a tribe splitting. Where we have the Lesus or whatever it was.
Lesu.
It is mostly Manu, save for Wendy. So that somehow saves Wendy.
That initially helped Wendy.
That's what I'm saying.
Totally helped Wendy.
That gave her. I go. Oh, that's giving her
new
life.
She lets the chickens go, and it's obvious it's her.
It still helped her though, because Aubrey's not going to let her go. She blabbed everything.
Yeah.
Well, what more does she have, honestly, at that point? She kind of gave everything, in the first 2 hours.
But I think, then we found out she's going back to the chickens. I go, she'll screw it up.
Yeah.
But again, the chickens are still around there, so they're going to catch the damn chickens. they're obviously somewhat domesticated chickens
because they hung around camp.
Yeah.
And was it Eric who was during his confessional where he's just like, really? Like, really, chicken?
But maybe it was a fake chicken.
No, it was that.
It was real.
It had it there.
Maybe someone on the crew was just doing chicken noises.
Maybe. No, they showed it, though. But we had some great sound clips.
Yeah, they also show snakes, and the snakes aren't really there.
Really?
No, the snakes are
there. The snakes are there.
The snakes are there, but they show like going to the boating.
Oh, it's like B-roll footage or something.
Yeah, it's like because you'd see the person run. I'd run if the snake was in there. Screw it, I'm not voting for anybody till the snake's gone.
Yeah. See ya. We had some great one-liners though this week, with David's thing, and then when Rick talks about how they got rid of Wendy, and he's like, this is great. Like, we're still on our tribe. We're still together, and Wendy's still on her tribe with her tightest alliance, the chickens.
Yeah, exactly. That was funny.
Also,
but she voted him out. She set him free.
She did. That's a good point. We also got another quote from, and kudos to Jay for picking this up. The Central Park peer told Joe when they were, you know, time to drop your buffs. She's like, and I told him I was literally going to pee my pants right now.
I didn't hear that.
She has a pee fixation.
Yeah, she's got pee on the mind.
Yeah. I got a pee.
Yeah. So what about Ron and Joe? That whole exchange.
Oh my!
We need to talk about that.
Well, Ron and telegraphing. Okay, one, Ron Joe not great. Noticing that Ron is telegraphing that he doesn't trust him or anything.
He gives great face. That was
amazing. The weakest hug in hug history.
Oh my God! It was like a hug with you, Jack, where you don't really know how to. Like,
I know, but that was worse than anything I've done.
Yeah, Joe was like literally.
I'm not a hugger, but that was a terrible hug.
Oh, I know. But Joe walks away. He's like, "Yeah, I got an alliance. Yeah. I'm doing great."
And they're going through my stuff.
Oh my God, that was kind of awful, actually, that they did that. I wonder if that will come back into play. But then we had another Survivor flashback. They're like 20 minutes earlier.
Yeah, exactly. That was a fun little edit.
Yeah, that was
kind of
fun.
That's something different. Yeah, he goes, yeah, I was stalling him. He has some good poker faces. Ron's just sitting there and is, yeah.
No, I
wouldn't vote for you.
That's what I'm saying. He kept telegraphing on his face.
His eyes.
Yeah. I never thought about that before.
Oh, my God.
You know, I think Ron's probably a great poker player.
No.
Just kidding.
He's a great dancer.
Yeah. Which is cool because War Dog's looking for a dance partner.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, God.
I'm always thinking.
Yeah. So I think now we're pretty much caught up to
the challenge.
Again,
former Mamu or whatever. I feel bad for those
Lesu?
Guys.
Lesu,
when they were having trouble running up there, do you think taking off your shoes would have helped?
No.
Yeah, because you got rubber on that platform. It was wet. I think if you were barefoot, you could have gone a couple more steps.
I don't know. I think that but I think their best bet was the human ladder. Plus, it was just really fun to watch.
Well, it wasn't. But I sat there. Why does anyone take? Because I got mud stuck to their shoes. They're all wet. It's like running on butter. There's no way you're not going to go anywhere.
But then you risk like injuring your foot.
It's Survivor. But what happened with the tribe? Wendy's tribe got over the wall like 100, like an hour before everybody else. Yet they, when they start pulling the thing, they're all at the same time.
Because I think the ladder thing, they all did the ladder on the second one.
Yeah, they all did the ladder on the second one. So that
was that what it was? Okay.
I go,
God, they're way out in front. But anyway.
Yeah. And then as soon as it was Wentworth and David doing the puzzle, I turned to Jay and was like, yeah, this has ended real well the last three
times. Exactly. Like nobody else wants to put themselves out there.
No.
Because they sucked the last time they were together. So why are we?
And they sucked again.
Yeah, they did. So
at least they acknowledged it.
That's why I thought one of them, my initial thought was one of them was going to go home.
Oh yeah, I thought David was toast, but somehow, he wasn't the target, and Rick was, which was shocking to me.
Oh, Rick, they were scared. They were nervous about his social game.
But you're not nervous about David's?
Well, I mean, David's going to be an easy target. Everybody's going to want to get rid of the returning players at the merge.
I don't know. We got four returning players still in the game.
Yeah, and you're telling me if they make it to the merge, they're not going to stick together in some way? Who knows?
They'd be crazy. They'd be crazy not to stick together.
I don't think they stick together.
If I'm one of them, I stick together because, like Jason, they're a target.
I'm just surprised they're all still in the game. And Jack, I know you were like, "Well, they better not be in the game," but they're there.
They really haven't done it. Wentworth and David have lost every challenge.
They've literally been the ones that have lost the challenge.
They've been to tribal all four times.
And that just goes for their social game that people are still keeping them in.
Yeah. Well, I think David keeps Wentworth around for his shield.
Yeah.
Which is smart, but I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, but now he doesn't have Rick anymore. He has no shield. But it's Survivor, and they really like David Wright, so I'm sure he's going to be fine next week.
Well, yeah, so let's go into Tribal.
Yeah, I was going to say, I predict David's going to find an idol next week.
Is that your prediction?
That's my prediction.
Okay.
Yep.
Do you want to wager points on it?
No, I'm just going to say it here.
Well, I hope he doesn't look in Joe's pants because it's not there.
And it's not in his bag of seashells.
No.
That's where, if I was going to hide it, I'd hide it with the seashells because you wouldn't notice it among the seashells.
Seashells.
Would you take off the necklace part? Just to have the idol by itself?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good point. Because
they're more nondescript these days.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, they all don't want to vote for each other, and War Dog's a swing vote.
There's a lot of ho hum.
Yeah. I honestly had no, because the tribal was literally one of the more boring tribals in the history of Survivor because they really didn't talk about anything except how much they loved each other.
Yeah, and they kept repeating, "I was like, okay, we get it."
Yeah,
you know, I might love you, but I'm going to cut your throat to win. So it just
Well, it's funny that you say that because, what's his face? David Wright was like, "This is the best immunity tribal council that I've ever been to." And Kelly's like, "Yeah, this is really special, guys."
And Probst is like, "Really?"
Yeah.
Just like going, "I don't see it. You guys are boring. I'm asking you questions and you're just boring."
Yeah.
We love each other. I thought Lauren was going home because she wasn't eating.
I did too.
I was like, Lauren's looking rough.
Yeah.
And she's in my final three. I'm like, "Lauren, eat something. At least drink some coconut juice or milk or whatever."
I think
it is.
She's just living for the merge feast so she can. That's what my gut says.
Yeah.
But we had some more great liners back at the camp right before tribal. Wentworth was like, we're the Cleveland Browns of the tribe.
Which is ironic today.
Cleveland's on the upside.
Yeah, they got Odell Beckham Jr.
They got a good young team.
But
Dad Bod was like, "We're not very good at challenges."
David said, "We lost again, but we have to start. I guess. Well, we have to make a decision."
Yeah. Do you think that War Dog that was? Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I'm just to wrap up these great one-liners. Dad Bod made a great dad joke to ease the tension at Tribal Council, where he does the like radio announcer thing.
Oh, yeah.
Which I guess is because his job.
Well, he's a television newsman, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he was just reporting the news, so
yeah,
it was kind of interesting.
I thought it was fun.
It was like I said, it was probably one of the more boring tribal councils in the history of tribal councils.
I kind of appreciated that it was a different dynamic than usual because we've had some tribal councils where it's kind of tough to pay attention to take notes.
Well, this was easy. So let's just go to the vote because they've already made up their mind.
Well, you know, they kept going and I was like, "Oh my God, you all love each other. Just go vote already. I want to go, you know, see Lauren to see what Lauren's going to do," because I thought that Lauren was going to get voted off.
I thought for sure it was Lauren.
She wasn't going to take the torch and we were going to finally get our first, you know, person that didn't take it.
She has an idol too.
And she has an idol. Well, then once she didn't
play the idol. Yeah. But didn't we say last week War Dog has kind of a crush on Wentworth? Did we say that?
I don't.
Did someone say that?
I don't remember.
I don't remember saying that, but.
Okay. Anyway, then I maybe read it somewhere. I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. War Dog, I always felt like was going to go with Wentworth anyway, but I don't know if he made the right decision.
I don't know.
Well, it does separate because it gives David Strong his ally off, but Lauren's Wentworth still has Lauren who idolizes her, so yeah. She's not going to vote her off. So
yeah,
I think War Dog he just had to make a decision who was going to make the tribe back maybe stronger, who he felt more connected
with. Well, Lauren was the one that I don't know. War Dog should have gotten rid of Lauren because.
But Lauren's good in the challenges.
Because we really wanted to continue to see the bromance between David and Dad Bod.
Well, not only that, but I think just in War Dog's best interest, he would have a better chance.
He would have a better in with Kelly.
Than Kelly and
Lauren.
Lauren.
Yeah. True, but he wants to be Wentworth's number two, doesn't he? Or he thinks he's the number one too, but he wants to form a close relationship with her.
You're not the number one. That means there's two alliances, right? And you're not in either one,
right? But I think
unless
it would
he's thinking the whole shield thing, and he's got because I think Wentworth is a bigger target than David.
Right. I just thought that if he wanted to get in better with Wentworth in general, he has to get through Lauren first. So maybe that would have been a good reason to vote Lauren out, in addition to the whole throwing up and not eating thing. But you know, maybe I'm just prejudiced because I like Lauren. I like Division One, and I like Dad Bod.
We've probably spent the most time with him since they've been to every single tribal.
That's true. That's true.
So we've had the most time with him. And I think we said it at the beginning of the season or in our preseason show. It was like, it's going to be, you know, them losing over and over and over again. And that's been the case, unfortunately, for them. Even after a tribe swap, unfortunately, they all got clumped together, save for Whitney.
And you look at them and you think, okay, they're not terrible. I mean, they have strong, you know, but it's just, it comes down to those puzzles. They can't solve them.
Yep.
Yeah, true.
Very true. Anything else?
I don't think so.
Luckily, Rick took the torch and he'll live on.
I was confident he would do that.
I was too.
You think Lauren would? I think Lauren might have skipped out.
I think
she might have skipped out too. The second she didn't play her immunity idol, though, I was like, oh, she knows it's going to be Rick that goes home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she had to be very confident that she wasn't going to be voted out.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. There you go. Colleen, do we have any listener feedback?
We do not. Oh. You guys, come on. Huh,
2 weeks in a row?
2 weeks in a row.
Nobody loves us.
What's going on? Mandy, Victoria, JP, everybody else. Where's Sean this year?
I don't know.
Does he know we're back?
You just sent him a message. But all right. Well, then we'll go to tally the votes.
That was easy enough. you know what was the feedback was more interesting though than the tribal council.
So Rick, we all said merge, so no point.
Did I say merge?
We all said merge.
Oh, I thought I had pre-merge.
Nope, all merge.
Bummer.
And so yeah,
I gained nothing on that. I did again though because Lauren is my final three. I said you better suck it up and start eating.
I had Aurora to go home. That didn't happen. Jack had Julie. That didn't happen.
I had Wendy.
Had War Dog.
Oh, I had War Dog?
Yeah, War Dog. And that did not happen.
So close.
For episode 5, Jack, you get to pick first. Who do you think's going home?
Jeez. Well, if the tribe loses, Wendy would have to be the choice, right? To go home.
Well, you'd think.
But they don't lose. And I'm going to just say Wendy, just for poops
and giggles. That makes it every single host of this show has picked Wendy at one point. I picked her to get kicked out week 2. That didn't happen. Colleen picked her to get kicked out week 3. That didn't happen.
So did Jack, right?
No,
right?
Jack went with Julie. He was.
I was with Julie a couple weeks in a row, but their tribe doesn't lose. And
yeah.
Colleen, you're up next.
I want to say Wendy because I do think that she's getting on people's nerves, but I'm going to say Eric because I do think that if that team loses, Aubrey's going to want to keep Wendy around, and Eric would be, knowing that we're getting closer to the merge, she might be willing to cut him loose.
My winner's pick, really?
Sorry.
That's the firefighter, right?
That's the firefighter.
Does he speak? Have we seen him?
We have. He's the one that had the chicken in his confessional today.
That's right. That's right.
He's got the tattoo that says Lindsay, I think, on his chest.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, and he was like, if I find that chicken, taking the machete to it.
It's my other final three that we never... She's the one that searched the bag.
Joe's bag. That's Julia.
Julia. The only time we see her is when someone tells her to do something.
I know, right?
She doesn't speak at all. So
that's true, but
she does. She's just not making the edit.
We do see a bit of Victoria every single episode, so her game could explode.
Well, that's both of your winners' picks. Jack and Colleen have Victoria. I'm going to go with War Dog as my pick.
Really?
Off next week? Yeah.
You think that the David's able to convince Wentworth to kick War Dog off,
or War Dog just self implodes? There's less room for him to be War Dog and not have it annoy people. But
he seemed pretty, he was less, because usually he's pretty demanding when they're talking to him. He was less demanding this time. He kind of was like, uh-huh. At least what we saw, he was just kind of taking in both sides.
Yep.
So after about 5 hours of it, he goes, I think I'm the swing vote.
Welcome to the game, War Dog.
So, Jack, we haven't had any points in a while, but Jack, you still have three. I have one. Colleen has one.
I had a point last week.
He did have a point last week.
When? For what are you going to
pay for? I had a point last week.
Did you?
He got a point for something.
Yeah, what's his, Chris? I had pre-merge.
That might be it. He did get a point last week, I think. Maybe it was two weeks ago.
You did. I'm sorry. Sorry, four points. It's my bad. Wait, did I give you the point last week?
I don't think you did. I should have 4 points.
Okay. Well, there you go. 4 points.
I was going to say, what if our winner goes out? Can we pick them to win again?
There's
a chance they could get back in the game.
I wouldn't do it,
but I'm just saying, can you do that?
Yeah. I think in this situation, it's a dangerous game to play. But
yeah, I don't think any of us are actually going to play.
Danger is my business.
Maybe Reem. I might, if she gets back in, I might, and Victoria goes, because now Reem will have been with everyone in like their darkest of times.
If Reem gets back in the game, I'm taking her and Wendy to the final three. Cut me the check now.
All right. I don't know.
I think Reem wins everybody over on Extinction Island.
There you go. Maybe. All right. Well, that is it for this week's Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. Give us a call at 385-309-0311.
Calling time.
Also, send an email to SurvivorJJC at
gmail.com.
Join our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/JayandJackGroup. Want to thank the people that make this show possible, especially our patrons, Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, Maggie Magnificent, Joanne with the Plan, The Drake, and Ed the Creepy Mailman. This show is produced by me.
Oh, we didn't do an ad break.
Oh, wow. It's such a short episode. We're only 32 minutes in.
Oh, my God. Well, let's stop here, do an ad break, and then you can tell who the show is produced by.
Oh, my God. Here we go. All right, that was a great break.
Are you okay over there?
Dying. Is it commercial cough medicine?
It should be.
It could be. Now that you've said it, the almighty Google might put cough medicine in everybody's advertisements now.
Robitussin.
Next time you sign on to Amazon, you're going to get Robitussin ads.
This show is produced edited and musicked by me. Jay Glatfelter.
Musicked.
Composed, you mean?
No, musicked.
It's musicked. I musicked it.
To be fair, our theme song is ridiculous, and it is musicked by both of you.
Jack's an artist on it, but
he musicked it, too. You just composed it, and he musicked it as well. You both musicked it.
We should probably have the commercial before we play the music. So I think that's when a lot of people turn it off.
The show is hosted by Jack Glatfelter as well as Colleen, who leads us with our recap every week.
Yeah, and it's not even a recap anymore. I got some notes from my producer to trim the fat.
Yeah.
Well, you did that because the show was only 32 minutes long.
You're welcome, America.
You're welcome. I see what's happening.
No.
I don't even know what that is.
The shows are posted by Colleen, artwork by Jacob Parr, websites by Rob Francescanini. And I think that's it.
Well, this was great. I hope people listen through the ad to hear our witty banter at the end.
Colleen and I are fighting some colds.
We're a little tired. Everybody's been sick in the house.
Yeah, it's just been.
Hey, you guys do sound bad.
Oh, thanks.
I feel kind of bad right now, I'm not going to lie.
I meant that in like a sick way.
Sure.
Alex has a double ear infection. Jay has
Zachary is Zach.
They both cried for the entire afternoon and evening. It was a rough night. It wasn't a good parenting. Jay, why don't you tell them about the phone call you got after I picked them up from school?
Usually Colleen calls me when she picks up the kids to let me know she's on her way home. because I usually get home
before me,
before her, and I'll start dinner. So, like, she'll give me the call because then I know I have about 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes to have dinner kind of ready to
microwave
go.
The meal.
And so she calls today, and it's literally as if the world was ending.
Oh my God, I want to kill them.
Alex screaming at the top of his lungs.
like belly shrieking. Like.
Yeah. And then Zachary was like, because
they give out snacks as you leave the school every day, and it's usually crackers. But today, somebody decided to put out oranges, and I was like, you're not eating an orange in my car. Like, you're not eating an orange in the car. And he was like,
wait, he can eat a cracker, but he can't eat an orange?
Well, he can't eat the cracker, but he opens it anyway. We're working through it. But
oh, the orange, you don't want the citrus all over the place.
I don't want the citrus all over the place. At least the crumbs, he can, you know, I can easily kind of clean them up. But he's like, what?
So she calls, and it's like literally, you know, cats and dogs living together, mass hysteria. I was like, okay, well, have a fun drive. I hung up.
I've been there before. I can remember your mom a couple times calling me and go, you need to get home now. And I'm like, do I really want to come home?
I know. I even said to Jay, I was like, run for your life. You've got 20 minutes. Don't be home. You'll be happier and you'll thank me.
I was like, have a fun drive. I love you.
Oh, I know.
Bye. Yeah, nothing worse when you're driving and they're just...
I know. And then we had tacos and Zach didn't want tacos. So that was controversial. And he just pouted and I don't know. It was a thing. Alex kept wanting to take a shower. Do you know that when you were down here playing the arcade game with Zachary, he crawled all the way across. So if anybody's been here for like the podcast thing, you'll know. He crawled across the basement floor all the way up the stairs. And there's like 15 steps into the into our bathroom and tried to get into the shower again. And I was,
oh, really?
Yeah. And I was like, no, Alex, you're in your jammies. You already showered once today.
Like, so no. He likes a shower. He likes to be clean.
He does like to be clean. So, but we've been taking him in the shower. Usually they bathe because he's got the ear infection and the cold. And I've been trying to drain it. But anyway, in case anybody thought, he likes it. All right. Well, I was just trying to make this worth the people's time if they listen through the ad. I figured if they saw like 2 minutes left, they'd be like, I'm done with listening to this.
Well, I think,
but if they saw 5 minutes, they'd be like, let me see what else they got.
I think what you have done, though, if anyone has thought about having kids, they've changed their mind.
No, kids are great.
You know, eventually they do move out. I will tell you that. Eventually they do move out and you don't have to deal with that anymore.
Well, that's good. We're not very good at challenges in this house. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God. Anyway, all right. That's it. We'll see you all next time.
Peace out.
Hasta luego, and goodbye.
Bye.